Among the many groups who have immigrated to Nebraska, one of the fastest growing is people from the Middle East. In this NET News special report, Middle Easterners in the Middle West, we take a look at who some of these people are and why they're coming. On a recent Friday afternoon, about 100 people crowded into a building a few miles north of the Capitol in Lincoln and heard a call to prayer in Arabic.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
This is the Islamic Foundation of Lincoln, home to a mosque that serves people from the Arab world, including Iraq and the Gulf states, as well as many non-Arabs and native-born Americans. The Census Bureau estimates in the 5 years ending in 2015, Nebraska's population of people from Iraq nearly doubled compared to the previous 5 years, from about 1,000 to 2,000. Some other estimates by social service agencies and ethnic organizations put the number at many times that. Nebraska led the nation last year, taking in 76 refugees for every 100,000 residents, and while not all immigrants are refugees, they add significantly to the total. And David Drews, a demographer at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, says the census estimate is probably low.
Especially with refugee groups, there often is a hesitancy to fill out surveys that are coming from a governmental source. A lot of refugees, of course, were coming from places where there was political ramifications and oppression based upon how they identified.
One person who experienced that is Rabin Karim. He came to Nebraska 3 years ago and is now a student and an inspector in a Lincoln manufacturing plant. A Sunni Muslim from the Kurdish region of Iraq, Karim describes his reason for leaving.
A threat from ISIS. My uncle used to work with American military.
Adnan Al-Jabari, imam at the Nebraska Islamic Foundation's mosque for Shia Muslims in Lincoln, left Iraq more than 25 years ago.
I came here as a refugee. We came from Saudi Arabia after the uprising against Saddam during 1991. And then we live in Saudi Arabia and they came for almost 5 years there. And I came here in 1996.
Al-Jabari says it's been an adjustment.
You found everything is different here, like language, food. But we found the safe here. Freedom to do our religion, and we found a job. So found a life is a lot different than there, and we accept it, and we love it here.
Julie Khalaf, a teacher and advocate for the large non-Muslim Yazidi community in Lincoln, came as a teenager with her parents.
My parents are originally from Iraq. Sometimes in mid-1980s, they ran away from Iraq because of the Iran-Iraq war. They came to Syria, and that's when I was born.
Khalaf's family tried returning from Syria to Iraq, but left again after the first Gulf War. Despite coming from groups that have been in conflict in their homeland, Sunnis, Shia, Kurds, and Yazidis, Iraqis in Nebraska say they get along well. Karim, a Sunni Kurd originally from the city of Kirkuk, relates what a friend of his, who is Shia, offered him when the Shia-dominated government of Iraq recently retook control of Kirkuk from the Kurds.
How is your family doing? If they are in danger, let them know my house is open. So I don't think there is a problem between the people, the normal people in Kirkuk, but it's all about politics and oil.
Iraqis interviewed say by and large they feel accepted in Nebraska. Karim says when he first came to the United States, he lived in California, where an old man yelled at him for playing Middle Eastern music with his car windows open.
I never experienced this in Nebraska. Since I am here, people are nice and kind.
Of course, the experiences haven't been uniformly positive, says Al-Jabari.
When the 9/11 happened, some of people came to our foundation, the mosque. Some of them riot something in the floor. Or like one of the ladies, she wore a hijab and she wore in Walmart, and like a guy came behind her and take her scarf. So not big things.
Still, as time goes on, people from Iraq are becoming more at home in Nebraska. Maytham Al-Samak, who came in 2008 to get his PhD, says his daughter, 9 at the time, is now a senior in high school.
She is a brilliant student, and she already got accepted in UNL to start next year. And I have 2 boys at that time. Then we have a new baby born in the United States in 2010. And he don't speak Arabic, he speak English, and he preferred his language. He always said that American, and I should stick with my language.
And Al-Samak is looking forward to the future.
We have been here now for 10 years, and we like it, so maybe we'll stay.
If they do, they'll be part of the growing community of Iraqis and other people from the Middle East who call Nebraska home. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.